Hello and welcome to season 3, episode 3. Shout out to Larry Bird, 33, as you know, of the D Hoop University podcast. This is your boy Daryl Harris, also known as the Hoopster. It is rather late on a Monday night, and we have feelings. I'm joined by my dog. My dog, ladies and gentlemen, he runs the World Wide Web. His name is Justin Walker.
What is going on? Bro, that's loud, dog.
That is a fantastic insider to loop the listeners in. That, because we're going to say it again in some fashion, that came directly from the world's heavyweight, the WWE World Heavyweight Universal Champion of everything, Cody Rhodes. Spoken directly to Justin,
yeah,
as he popped confetti in his ear.
It sounds so silly when you put it that way, but that is exactly what happened.
With 2025 goggles on in October.
I forgot that was October. God, it feels like yesterday.
It probably was. I tried to round back to put extras on it, but I think it like legitimately was October.
No, it was October because after I thank him for doing the New Year's Eve stuff, I go, I know it's kind of weird. It's October.
What a great... I'm so glad that what's best for business played out and that we got to get that gift. That gift will be somewhere following this... this podcast link again on the World Wide Web. Yeah, Justin, man, what is the deal?
Oh my gosh, dude. Netflix.
Yeah. A new era is upon us for those
who'd
watching.
Who'd thunk it? Who'd have thunk it? Netflix, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was weird to hear every time Michael Cole said it. It was a little bit like, oh man, like, don't we, isn't Netflix the thing we watch movies on? Like, you know, I didn't get my DVD in the mail, but I'm lucky.
I saw that tweet.
Yeah, well, that was all Cena, but it's, you know, I mean, what a weird time we live in. What an amazing time we live in.
Yeah, the year is 2012 and we are, shoot, somewhere, some high schooler's trying to convince his mom to, but, subscribe to Netflix because there's a show on. Maybe it was, what you call it? What was the OG show? It goes to show how much I saw of it through to its conclusion. Stranger Things. He's like,
Stranger
Mom,
Things. Still going, Stranger. Strangely enough.
Mom says, what is a Netflix? I'm not paying for anything. Pay-per-view, what is this? No, there's all these channels on TV. You mean to tell me? Can't watch this one show on any of these channels. Fast forward, and that is where, man, I know, dude, it's a thing, man.
Yeah.
30 plus years of programming. This is actually, I think, the 30th anniversary t-shirt.
Oh yeah. 25. Oh yeah.
Raw 25.
Man.
But no, man, that's a long, it feels right that at least SmackDown's on USA now, but mm-hmm. The fact that Raw is off of traditional television in a successful manner, financially, business-wise at least, like, speaks to the times.
You know, one thing that we don't talk about much when it comes to Netflix and Raw going to Netflix is we talk a lot about how it's this huge opportunity and it's great, but we don't talk that much about the risk. There is a little bit of risk there for... And I don't think it really is. There's not much risk, but if people who are kind of tired of Netflix or don't really, I mean, how much, let me ask you this. How much do you watch on Netflix nowadays for real? Like actual product on Netflix?
Trust me, it had been reduced.
Yeah.
Especially once they figured out how to kick people off from sharing accounts.
Oh,
and they tied it to your physical address. We mm-hmm. we told Netflix kick rocks for a little while.
Yeah. And sometime in the last year as well, they've sort of resulted to making their own movies instead of doing what they used to do, which is putting popular movies on there. And so, you know, it, to me, it just lost some of its luster. But I don't know who's helping who here, because I know we talk about Netflix huge bringing WWE on. I might not have Netflix right now if it weren't for Raw.
No, that's so very valid. And that's the case here as well. I think we got Netflix a couple months ago again, just because of like, hey, yo, it's coming. So we're not going to jump ship on wrestling on Raw.
Right.
And Netflix was, I would say, floating in the streaming, deep waters, I guess you could say, or maybe even struggling to float because, right, they weren't Blockbuster Film City. And how many series that, what sucks about binging a series or streaming a series is that eventually you finish it.
Well, yeah, and the other thing
Like,
is,
I'm so bummed that I ran through Squid Game season two already.
oh, did you get through it? I haven't started watching it yet. I hear it doesn't really finish.
You've heard right.
It's a schmoz ending from what I hear, ending by disqualification.
I should have saw it coming.
Yeah, no, but this Netflix appears, say what you will about them, but they seem to be making the right moves. I mean, they've picked up WWE as a whole internationally. In America, it's not fully there yet. It's just Raw, but clearly it's coming, and the archive is coming, and the rumor is PLEs are going to be coming when this Peacock contract ends, which you want to talk about streaming services that are going to get the axe when WWE leaves. I present to you Peacock.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, that's not long for this world, but man, the little talked about risk that WWE took putting their product on Netflix, I'd say tonight, if they what they did tonight proved that, it can have this premium feel. Raw does not have to be cable network fodder. It can feel like a premium live event. Wait, what did I say?
Every time, just about. Oh man,
Yeah.
and that's what that PLE thing is such a pragmatic term because
Yeah.
it.
No, it's a really good, it's actually very clever marketing, because it almost degrades everything that's not like a pay-per-view. Oh, is it a, oh, but is it premium
Oh
though?
yeah, that's a little nose in the air. Oh, it's a pay-per-view.
Yeah,
Okay.
it's pay-per-view, which is,
No, it's a
I haven't figured
PLE.
out how much AEW is charging for their pay-per-views yet, but my goodness.
The HBO Max.
Yeah. How much are they going to charge to watch one of those things? Because
Yeah.
I'm not sure I'll pay it.
Nah, man, we gotta get into this freaking heck of a 3 hour runtime
Oh, yeah. No,
show.
it's a good
Or
point.
I take it back. There was I take it back. There was the ad. That was including ads. But we
Yeah.
have to. Ultimately, it was, which is also noteworthy because we were like, what's it gonna be? They were saying
Yeah,
prepare
nobody
for
knew.
3.5. Where do you, I mean, I also think I know where we're going to start, but for the sake of listing things for the viewers so they can get a taste of what was on this show, where would you like to start? There was the Travis Scott blunt on the
Oh, that was
entrance.
fantastic. That was fantastic. I don't know if you watched any of the after show, but Triple H
Have it.
thanks Jey Uso for not partaking in that very
I
moment.
know, I'm watching it with Wit, and I'm like, Jay's looking at it. Jay's
Yeah,
looking
yeah.
at it.
And the tweets are like, it's legal. I'm just like, hey, I don't even know if that's PG.
Man, shout out to my dogs, Owen, Rashawn, man,
Yeah.
P, because I just that would have been so. You know how you have like a close. You talk to yourselves and you envision your friends' voices like and laughs around you as well.
Sure.
We just would have got the longest laugh out of the fact that Jay that Travis Scott was really hitting that joint on Raw in frame, walked down the ramp with it. Where we
Yeah,
like there was
he went at it, man. It was good though. I mean, hey, look.
that.
For me, this show, I think as good as the wrestling was, as good as the storytelling was, because I think there was a lot of good wrestling and a lot of good storytelling. I think the defining moment of this story was that, or of this show was actually the beginning. It was the Tesseract around the ring with the fantastically produced, my God, WWE staff. I can't even, I'm not gonna say there were tears, but they might have been close. That was a hell of a vignette. And then dropping the curtains and Triple H standing there and delivering an impassioned speech
I know,
before
man.
being swiftly murdered by fireworks, the best I can tell. I don't know if he survived that. Did you see him?
I might have to run that back, but they were next to him. I didn't
They
see
were right
the
in front of him.
I
He
didn't see
was.
quite a faux pas. I think his hair, oh, his hair's gone. But
The man's got a bad ticker. Please be gentle on him. We need this man. He's.
nah, dude, the curtain gimmick, they've done that
Oh.
at Staples a few times. There's a concert thing.
Yeah.
I
Yeah.
actually, yeah. There were so many. I like how I attempted to list things and said one thing, and we want to get right back into it. Dude,
Yeah. Well, I mean,
I
it was.
had this live commentary as it was playing, and we're trying to eat and watch it. I'm
Yeah.
like, is that a circular mic flag?
Oh yeah, they had that at the pre-show, whatever, back in the
Kickoff
day. I
and all that
noticed that
stuff,
too. I'm
too.
like, it's an oval. It's like the Ring of Destiny. It's like one mic flag to rule them all. That may be a little too
They
nerdy.
changed the whole mic game. No, I'm just
Yeah,
the
yeah.
black apron, the announce table.
Fortnite.
I think that we're gonna have to see. Are they? We gotta look at where they are next week. We're gonna have to see this product in an arena that is not the Intuit Dome.
Thought I heard San Jose, but I could be wrong about that.
That is correct. You are correct. Yep.
Oh, there you
Next
go.
week. Yep. Street fight. All that. That's where it's happening. Yeah. They're not hurting for arenas now in San Jose. I'm sure of that, but I would say that that venue contributed to the setting and atmosphere. But
Oh, yeah.
ultimately, it was just one of those nights, dude. We looked at tickets, thinking like, you know what, WrestleMania from a ticket perspective might just not be fun to think about, even though we are Vegas locals. We were like, what about Raw Netflix debut? That can't be pushing Mania status. And bet you, I bet they went up. If you look today,
Oh,
I bet they
yeah.
were pushing. But sure enough, they were PLE ballpark, hands down.
Probably
And
worth it. Probably worth it looking at the event and the way it went down.
tough to say it wouldn't have been. Tough to say it wouldn't have been right at all.
I mean, if you're gonna pay that price for basically you got a PLE, because that's really what that was. You got a PLE with a promo from Cena. You've got
No, it was stacking wise,
yeah.
it was reduced to the it was bare bones in the sense that, look, we are putting creme de la creme on this show.
Yeah, there were no real surprises either, I noticed. We kind of knew what we were
There
getting.
was one, but
Oh, I did. I'm like, what was it?
There were several, but there was indeed one that we will maybe touch in we might not touch it off while I got you. But man, there was Taker, there was the farewell tour.
I forgot about Taker. Yeah.
It was it felt like a very celebratory tone, you know, throughout the company, and as if they made it. It felt as if they were celebrating their coming out party, their, you know, they were sort of claiming victory in a sense of like wrestling is irrelevant. Like, and whether that vindication was Netflix or the, you know, totality of what the last year, 2, 3 years have been, they're definitely, you know, hey, and they it was reiterated. Reiterated by The Rock, Triple H, John Cena, that like, look, y'all, we do this all the time. My favorite line of the night was John Cena said, damn, it is people everywhere in here. Before he could start, the talent couldn't help but reference the fact that no, what we are doing now is multiplied or is amplified to an extent based off of the platform in a global sense. And you could tell that those guys in the back were ready and had been preparing for this for a long time, and plan to keep this ball rolling best they can.
I took away a few things from this, and I think the most prevalent in terms of what you just said, and sort of like the way this feels like, kind of like you said, a coming out party for WWE, because I think you're absolutely right about that. The most interesting thing to me about it, and we went over this a little bit, was, we make a lot of jokes about kayfabe is dead, ha ha, kayfabe is dead because this person was seen having a lunch with this person or whoever, right? Tonight might have been the night that kayfabe actually died, because, and Triple H referenced this after the show as well. I hadn't seen that before a few minutes ago, but he said, because there, I guess, had been a lot of chatter online about how the promo video in the beginning, the fantastic promo video, had used a lot of insider lingo, whether it's a work, a shoot, a heel, a face, whatever it was, it used that. It showed Triple H at a typewriter creating storylines. It was a celebration of the creative art form that is professional wrestling on a professional wrestling show. It's not like they were hanging, oh, but now it's time for
That
the real
part I
stuff.
did. Yes, that element of you are explaining this to me when this is what I've been waiting for my whole life. Like, but it was also for the new fan. Go ahead though, because I.
Well, and the thing that got me was it's and what Triple H said afterwards is like, we're not insulting anybody's intelligence. People know what this is. It's not, there aren't marks anymore. There's no people who are like, oh, it's real. It's real, brother. It's real to me, damn it. Like, it's not, that's not how it works anymore. We know what it is and we love it anyway. And Triple H and the company, have basically embraced that, saying, we are going to present to you the same quality product, but we're not going to insult your intelligence. And I love that. And it was, and if it wasn't clear enough through that promo, it was backed up about 5 minutes later by the time The Rock got in the ring. The final boss was nowhere to be found. Because even though it was his music, it was the final boss's music, I noticed. I was curious if they were going to go into the final boss part of the music, and they ended up doing it. But
Yes, me too. Me too.
yeah,
I
he.
almost thought it didn't. I forgot that it takes a second into the music when the
Yeah,
switch
yeah.
happens. That's my groove, dude.
Yeah, dude, it's good. But he walked out there, and he, I would say, I would venture to say The Rock did not cut a promo. Yeah, got those goosebumps. I get it. No, The Rock didn't cut a promo. The
No.
Rock came out and spoke genuinely as the board member that he is, and thanked people, and completely contradicted storyline by thanking Cody Rhodes for putting the entire company on his back, and then furthermore going down and hugging him. Now, this is a thing we all know. We all know that they talk, and maybe they're not best buddies, although I get the feeling
Yeah,
they're
there's
not,
mutual respect.
yeah, but they work together. They talk to each other. It's a business. They work together. Now, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, that would have been absolutely taboo. They would have never done it. But tonight, The Rock came out into the middle of a wrestling ring and thanked his on-camera enemy for putting up. And he's never done that with Cody. That's the thing. Even after Mania, they did the "this is awkward" moment where they exchanged belts, like, show me yours, I'll show you mine, and it got really awkward. But he didn't betray anything. He just said, like, the final boss has to leave for a while, but he'll come back like Frosty the Snowman, and the tonight, the final boss wasn't there, I think, until after the Roman Reigns Solo Sikoa match. I think that guy who came out was probably the final boss, which leaves us in a lot of questionable headspace as far as where they're heading with this. But I think the fact is they killed kayfabe, and I'm actually really, really glad it's dead.
Yeah, no, because my when you said that, my question was, do you think that's to the product's detriment, or should they keep some of that veil on the product? But speaks to the times, and Yeah, that Rock promo was funny because when he told him, this is just complete kudos to what you're saying. When he said, "Hey, by the way, tell Mama Rose," the Rock said, "Hey." It was funny.
It
It
was.
was, I had, but my mind is also doing flips. I'm like, wait, is that, but is that a word?
Are you
Like,
working, bro? Are you working,
does he
bro? Or are you
mean that?
shooting?
Is he, you know, what's his facial expression? But also just enjoy it. Like, and he did the
Yeah.
same thing. I think the human element was even portrayed through the silver whiskers he came out with. You know,
Oh,
The
yeah.
Rock
Yeah.
doesn't show up somewhere by mis you know with a mistaken, oh, I forgot to shave. Like,
Right.
shout out to the men. Hey, fellas, and embrace those things, man. Embrace those things. Rock those puppies.
100%, 100%. He it was an interesting new, I felt like this was a new point, a new place in pro wrestling.
That was my further response to that. After the question, you know, sort of qu answering with another question, just like, is this then, we've talked about it being a new era, but like, is this now them showing us that, hey, look, wrestling has a sort of on and off switch that we will also flip on and off to you. Like, we
Oh
don't
yeah.
have to, we all, but we don't have to tell you when we flip the switch at the same time. It's
No, and
not, all right.
that's the beauty of it. What you just nailed it right there, because you never know when they're going to turn the switch on. And one of the most one of the more fun moments I've had watching wrestling is when you think you're seeing something that's where the switch is off, and then all of a sudden the switch comes on and you're like, "Oh, okay, hold on." And your brain has to kind of like catch up. I'm like, "Oh, we're working now. Okay, we're working. Okay. Go ahead, you know. It's fun."
Yeah, Rock stuff was genuine up front, and I think, yeah, like the character, don't like the character, rooting for Cody. What are you doing at Mania? That crowd, it doesn't really matter, you know, based off of that. For one, you know, his that was our talk of the, you know, at the lunch cooler today, was
Yeah.
whether it was who's opening the show, which match is going to open, which will close, and what. In what way will The Rock be utilized? And I think I said, I was like, I think I was like, we're not getting signs of Rock Roman at Mania on this show. If anything, it ends
Yeah,
the
you were
exact
right.
opposite. So that way they can do the full arc again. It's too soon. But I most poignant moment of the night for me and for Brittany probably was the Ulafala lane. Our other talk was, I was like, yo, Roman and Solo better go to effing war. Like, they better do it. If this
Yeah,
is a
yeah.
one, like, this is a match that means something in this whole bloodline thing that's been a thing for 2+ years, they better do this thing for real. And once, as it, after it ended, look, that match, dope, man. Wit thought that she mistakenly saw Kevin Owens on social media. She's like, oh, I'm so mad. I saw that, like, I got spoiled. And she thought that Kevin ruined it. She actually didn't. She didn't tell me, as a true, I've turned her, she's such a true wrestling fan. It can make me cry sometimes. She
Yeah.
won't tell me how she was spoiled. She's like, I asked her, I said, is it this match? She's like, yeah. Is it Roman lost? She's like, yes. But she thought he did. Got worked because all she saw was Kevin, but wouldn't tell me until Kevin came out. And then Cody comes out. She's like, well, wait a second. I don't know what happens then. And it's funny
That's the
because then the
beauty of
whole
wrestling, man.
time I'm just watching, like, well, damn, how does Roman lose this? And I'm actually not mad if he loses, because what do you do with Solo if they lose? Blah, 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 blah.
Right,
Just for
right.
all that to get flipped again. And I'm watching, I'm like, Kevin's gonna pile drive him. This is great. This is great. He's getting his revenge. This is years. This is dope. Then Cody, I wish Cody would have came from his seat. I wish he would have came from the seat to interfere in that match, but that's fine. Most poignant moment though. Rock, Roman wins. Big hoorah for the one's up for the tribal chief. 100%. Shout out to the Kobe 9s he was rocking. We
Oh
see
yeah.
you. We see you, Roman. It's on this YouTube channel. It's called All Things Graps with Shug Wrestling. It's essentially a dark episode because it sort of went unpromoted, but it lives on this YouTube channel. The biggest element since WrestleMania, which we've seen Roman in two engagements, basically. I said, coming around, we've talked about, hey, how is Roman? He's not looking real tribal chiefish. Like, for one, you could tell he looked like he got his swagger back tonight. Super happy for him. But on that dark episode, I said, look, man, we cannot, and I think that they should address this on camera. Maybe they won't, and ultimately it would be Roman's call. We can't ignore the fact that his pops passed away last year and his uncle, the full tag, the actual tag team of the Wild Samoans, who laid the hula falla on him after he beat his cousin to smithereens in front of no fans during the Thunderdome era. Like, so much of that time was relevant to what played out for the last 2 years, that as a human, we know what grieving is like. We know what passing, what that means. And it goes beyond story. But the fact that the on-camera story about him is that, hey, look, my lineage has done this since the beginning of this, entity, essentially. I thought that that element was way too significant to ignore in making us care about Rowan and the story. And I think that he was genuinely on the verge of tears. I was on the verge of tears just about, because when Rock did start coming down and he said, hey, Paul, may I? And the two of them are looking at each other, and that's family, man. We've all had that moment with a relative, when you didn't even think that it was related to maybe that dark moment in time, but you get that come up, you get that just personal inside, like, that hit the spot, and we know so and so is, we can feel them right now next to us. I felt that. Maybe I'm taking it way too far,
No,
but that was real.
I think that's probably as close as we'll get. I get the feeling, I don't know. I don't know Roman, obviously,
Yeah.
but I get the feeling that it's a little too real for him. I don't want to, like,
He's
some
a bit
things you
guarded.
don't
He's a
want to
bit
make
close to
stories out of.
chest, 100%. So I respect it, and I think it was done tastefully, and not, I'm inside baseball like times 10 right now about
No,
this.
yeah, but that's what we do,
That's why we love wrestling, and wrestling's great.
That's
But
I think it's great.
you can tell, though. Did Roman not have his swagger back
Yeah, no, he did. He did. I will tell you this.
especially
Here's
afterward?
my hot take on that match. That was Roman's version of the Mania main event. That was Roman Reigns' endgame. Because it followed the same beats. It followed the exact same beats, including
No,
the on your
those,
left at the end.
yes, those, oh man. All the random, oh, I did not know this match was getting Kevin Owens and Cody. And yes, it had those elements of, okay, we're in beyond deep waters of this match. Ring the bell. I don't know. What's next? Yes. And that happened during the Mania main event. Yes.
It's his version of that. He got that moment for himself where he got all the people that supported him, including bizarrely Cody Rhodes, to come out and help him out in a situation.
Wow.
How about that? How about that for turnabout? Dude, that's like Captain America coming out and saving Thanos. I mean, that's something, man. I believe that whether they intended on it or not, that's what we got. That was Roman's endgame. And I think that story's done. I think he did it. He vanquished,
Yeah, we gotta
and
do, yeah, we
I
gotta
would
keep it
not be
rolling.
shocked if Solo finds his way back into his good graces, because throughout the whole match, loudly he was saying, like, I loved you. And you
No, it
never
got
loved me
real. It
back.
got real. Yeah, it was that, look, we need to come to blows, and maybe in the aftermath, right, we can make amends, or hey, family's family,
Yeah.
some of those things, like
I think so.
shout
I
out to
think that's where we're
Solo.
going.
I think that, yeah, there's I'm curious to see, but that Tama Tonga is a maniac. I love him. Jacob Fatu is a freak as well, and so
I could see
everybody's still
some sort of
interested.
Jacob Fatu versus Solo Sikoa thing going on by Mania.
He could be like, yeah, hold on, dog. Yeah,
Like
something. We're gonna get a
I
lot
don't
more.
love you, Solo.
Right. So I've heard that, but yes, when I love you, Solo turns into I loved you.
Yeah. Or I hate you, Solo.
Yeah, we're
Oh
going to
man.
see something.
Yeah. I
That
think that's
was.
probably where we're headed because we look, I mean, look, Solo has grown leaps and bounds. I think he's got some more growing to do, probably not in the main event, probably not with Roman. And I think maybe a US title reign could be in his future. I think that could be a really nice thing for him. I think he needs to really stay in that mid card for a while. I think he's been hitting above his weight class, and it's time for him to go get his reps.
But you also, and on top of that, which should help his cause, he'll get the turn of the crowd. We've enjoyed Solo.
Oh
We,
yeah.
yeah, we're, you know,
I think
people are
the
ready
audience's
to,
appreciation of Solo grew exponentially with his improvement. I think as he got better, we all started liking him more. And I think it happened in front of our eyes. Like I think he was kind of flat in the very beginning. And over the course of this run,
He found his sea legs. He
he
had to.
did.
He did. No, and I think it was even kind of dope they referenced in their own commentary. They're like, yeah, no, he entered as a, you know, solo street champ, the whole nine. He's had a story. He's had an arc. That was dope. Cena entered the Rumble.
Cena enters the Rumble, which I mean, we all kind of thought that was happening, but he made a very good case for winning the Rumble, which I think is probably not going to happen. But the fact that the question is there is better than it was yesterday, you know?
I think that was savvy on Cena's part. Cena knows he's so good at coming out and doing exactly what you would have guessed he would do by the end,
Right.
but doing it in a way that doesn't get the what or just you. Yes, I'm sold. It's yes, now I'm eating out of your hand. Yes, now you are. Yes, now you were calling and responding, and I'm doing exactly what you made me do. Yes.
Exactly.
You've got us.
He's just he I'm not gonna say he's the goat, but man, he is good.
I like the reference to the farewell tour in a sense that I'll be interested to see how it follows, but he referenced, you know, hey, I'm in here in LA for the last time. You know,
Yeah.
that brutal honesty. But it made me think like, okay, so is this farewell tour literally like we're gonna get a shirt with the back and the dates that like, yeah, I was in
I think
LA,
so.
I
I
was
think it's the
in.
calendar year, man. I think.
But also, like, you're not double dipping in these spots. Of course, he won't be there every week. He says he's going full swing and all that, but we know it won't be every week. But it's
Yeah,
like, yeah,
no.
no, I hit LA on 1/6. I'll be in Denver on 1/31. I'll be in, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's
Yeah,
going to
yeah,
one
yeah.
by one, all these sort of places. That's like an actual tour. I kind of dig it.
Las
I think
Vegas,
also.
419 and 420.
Hey now, I think he also,
Get Travis Scott here on
right,
420.
he'll be at Mania. He
Uh-oh.
might, he's going to be at Mania,
If
and
I'm going,
he,
it'll be cheap seats, so I got a good chance of getting a contact high. We'll see.
think he'll hit, you know, he'll keep running into these ways, these circular ways of maybe I could do this, maybe I could do that, maybe I could do that, sort of falling short at all of the majors,
Yeah.
and we'll see where it goes. I don't know, dude. That's a big picture. I think it ended. CM Punk and Paul and
Well, I
Seth
want to go back and
Rollins.
hit
Go
Rhea
ahead. You should.
what's
And
that?
Liv.
Oh yeah, Rhea and Liv, I thought it was a good match, but it felt a little bit like, Jesus, let's finish this thing already. This is done. Like, let's get this done, 'cause you can't prolong this anymore. It was it, it Look, Liv is, I think, the big winner in this thing because Rhea has been a star for quite a long time. She's been, you could argue since the Charlotte match at Mania, she has been the top woman in the industry, I think,
Yeah.
which is
Going on
saying
2 years.
something.
That was a banger.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was. It's on my top 10 WrestleMania matches of all time. Yeah.
That's another pot.
Oh yeah, I've got my list. I thought it was a good match, but I thought like it felt like we gotta finish this. Let's just get this done. Let's get it done on a grand stage. Let's get it done well. And she writes off both Liv and Dirty Dom in
Yeah.
the same moment. So it just
They
felt
might
like
as
this is
well
done.
had made the match of maybe it match could have been 5 minutes shorter. They were
Yeah.
hooping, as they say, Liv, they have good chemistry. We've seen it. And when she hit the Oblivion on the chair, I was like, isn't that how she won it? Isn't that
Yeah,
what she
didn't
did at
this happen?
SummerSlam? I was
I
like,
feel like
yeah,
I'm in the
100%.
Wayback Machine here, and we're just watching it again. This went longer than I think anybody wanted it to because of injuries, which is
Yeah.
nobody's fault, but that's just sort of how it worked out.
The feud as an overall, yeah.
Well,
Undertaker
when
coming
you think
out.
about it, you can compare it sort of to Adam Cole and MJF. Injuries derailed the whole thing, but I think this was, well, maybe it got a little stale towards the end. It was handled a hell of a lot better than that one was.
We've seen injuries be blessings in disguise
Yeah.
for even Cody, on that time off.
All
Maybe
right.
even Punk in that time off.
Maybe so.
But yeah, it did. It kicked because if not, they would have had to somewhat wrap the feud up with, I guess, Liv going over Rhea and then like moving on to other things. And what would Rhea have really done in the mid card, away
Yeah, she's
from
not
the
going to go
title
win the
picture
Women's
for that
Intercontinental
long?
Championship.
And Liv's run and on the same show as her trying to, it probably wouldn't have coexisted. So it allowed Liv to shine a little bit. I think Judgment Day is hanging on by a thread, which has made it really confusing to me that they gave them new music. I don't know what that was about.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm over Judgment Day, to be honest with you. It got stale a while back.
I think most people are ready to leave it in 2024. I popped for Dom going for the
That was great. That was
hug.
fantastic. And Dom is due for some bigger things, I think. Like we need it's time.
Okay, before I jump right to the end as well, that Logan Paul promo vignette,
Yeah, yeah.
that Logan Paul, the Gunther spot was also really nice. The Logan Paul super duper intentional. When again, we were talking about that stacking of the show. It's fair. Look, if you're not it, we have active. When I saw the War Raiders in chairs on after the first cutaway from a segment, I said, "Oh, they gave folks the night off. Like, look, you're not working tonight. We don't
Yeah.
need you. We don't need you backstage. We're not gonna. You're not gonna bump into anybody. We're not gonna have any ha-ha moments that don't matter. Have a seat." I said, okay, no, this is enjoy the
100%.
show. Watch the guys do their thing. Be a, take it in from the seats for once, will you? When I saw that actual, when I saw the champs in the seats without their belts, I'm like, oh no, this show is everything that makes this program is reserved for what they find to be very significant. One of those things with Logan Paul and the content of that vignette, him saying, look, I part this, part-time that, known for this. I do this as well. Look, now I am a wrestler. I am a WWE superstar. Yeah, man. I think he's already hit an injury as well. And getting some of your ring callus. So I hope that he is ready to endure whatever they have planned for him, but I'm down to see it because even Whitney was watching his practice like. These are some good shots of him. Like if the stuff that he's doing, like I'm like, no, bro's pretty nice at this. And the
I
hate me
think we're
heel
looking at
works.
Logan Paul, World Heavyweight Champion, probably this year.
I think this year as well. And the fact that he got that US title win, it's like, okay, well now you can't say he, hot shot because he got the match with Roman for the belt before he ever won a belt. Then he got a belt, defended it a couple times, but you get a stripe on your Letterman jacket, so to speak. by all accounts, dude can handle it.
Oh yeah, and
And
he's the perfect guy to have that belt in a keep away from a heel or from a face that we really want to win. And that could be LA Knight. That could, although we kind of already saw that, so I don't think so.
right.
That could be Jey
Jay,
Uso.
Sam, yeah. Yeah.
I think
He's going to
there's
be a
a lot
contender.
there.
I think I made a case for him in conversation for Money in the Bank last year. He might be the odds on already.
Well, I still think, and we've talked about this before, but I still have this ideal idea of who of Sami Zayn winning the Royal Rumble and challenging a champion Kevin Owens. I don't think it's going to happen just because it doesn't look like that's where they're going with it. Although, let's be honest, what the hell does it look like they're going? Like it could be anything right now.
The Rumble winner list of potential is, man,
No,
no,
the
it's
WrestleMania
stacked.
card.
And then once I know, but right, yes, no,
There is
just
not
all
one.
of the options
Yeah.
wide
There
open
is
right
not
now.
one match that we go, that's definitely happening. That's going on. We're definitely getting that. There's not one match. I would have told you a few weeks ago that I thought the one match that we were definitely getting was CM Punk and Seth Rollins. And I don't think so anymore.
Tonight made it seem like that, like, yeah, I know. And that could segue us into that conversation. I'm cool staying where we're at too, but yeah, they the deck is full, man. You got to make some decisions that count right now as well, though, with that being the case.
Well,
Like,
and I think they're really, it seems to me, maybe I'm wrong, but it seems to me like they are really subscribing to Royal Rumble is the beginning of the road to WrestleMania. And I think that's when we'll see stuff start playing out. And I think they're going to give themselves basically 3 months, if I did my math correctly there. They're basically going to give themselves 3 months to get everything together, starting at
yeah,
WrestleMania.
still checking the temperature, dipping in the water a little bit with
Well, I
some
think they know. I
outcomes.
think Triple H knows what he's gonna do. I think he, in fact, I think he said it today during some interview that he already has it penciled in, you know, what the main event is, and he should. But the fact that we don't know, we have really no inkling what that might be, depending on what you feel at the very moment. You could say, oh, yeah, it's gonna be Cena and Cody. Okay, yeah, maybe that could definitely be it. Or, oh, it's gonna be Cena and Gunther. Yeah, I can see that too. Like that's for sure. You know, it could be a lot of things, and we at this point
Punk and anybody, yeah.
have no
Punk and
idea.
Roman, Rock and Roman, Roman
Could be
and
Punk
Jay. I
and
don't know.
Cody. I mean, you know.
Punk and Cody's a great story to tell.
And just imagine Tony Khan watching this. I'll just leave it at that.
Jay Uso is on Mars.
Yes, and not because of the contact high.
He is in kick out of Claymore territory.
Yep.
He is in, if Jay loses, we riot territory, like with the crowd.
Well, I did not expect him to win tonight. I really
It
didn't.
didn't feel like he should have. And it was only like the willpower of not pissing off fans by like not giving them
Yes.
a Jay win
It was
that he won.
I will tell you this, and I'm sure you caught this, but I mean, maybe you didn't, I don't know, but every face won tonight.
Was it one of those nights?
Every good guy won. And I think they do that when they're exposed for the first time on a certain network, 'cause I think
They
I'm
just go,
fairly sure
yeah.
that happened on Saturday night's main event as well.
I think Drew beat Sammy, but
Drew did beat
that was
Sammy, you're
more of
right.
a that one
Yeah.
in comparison to this was that was that was the second SmackDown taping.
Right. No, you're right. But they tend to let the baby faces win
yeah.
because it's a good feeling. It's that cathartic feeling. And if you're giving that to your new audience, you want them to be like, oh, this is great.
Right. Yeah. No, there was moments where I was trying to do the algebra of okay, if so and so won, then probably so and so is gonna lose and all that. Not what
Yeah.
happened. I
I
also
kept doing
was
that.
almost positive that Seth and Punk, I said the bells, I said nobody's pinning anybody in this match when they were fighting outside first 5 minutes or whatever. I'm like, oh, this is they're scrapping till they put the trade till they put the trademark up. Like, this is we will see this and nope. Pin. One, two,
Yeah,
three.
and during the post show, Punk said, somebody asked him, like, hey, do you think this is over with you and Seth? And Punk said, I'd love to say yes, but that guy's not going to leave me alone. So that's Punk saying, like, no, we got another two matches in us. And I'm sure it's going to be the best of three type of thing. Maybe main event is the next one. I don't think it's going to be the Rumble because I think those two are going to be in the Rumble.
Yeah.
But whatever it is, it's
This Rumble, man. This happens every year, bro. 4 or 5 weeks out, you just start like drooling about the run. Not every year, that's for sure.
Well, last year we had
Last
it down to
couple,
two people. Last year we were like, it's either Cody or Punk.
yeah. It was one of those years. And I think the year before that, people were probably calling Cody. Cody announced he was coming back for it from the Fed. So it
Right, but
was.
I don't think so. I remember thinking, they're not going to give the win to this guy who's just getting back.
Right.
Like,
There was a little bit of
I was
that
very
doubt.
wrong.
Sure. Yeah. Also, yeah, man, I mean, that's about it. In a nutshell, those are our feelings, man. It's one of we are strapped in for what's to come. But yeah, dude, so much is materialized. Like the Cody that won that first Rumble. That was pretty tan and off the pec injury, and we hadn't really seen him. And like, we're still happy that he was back, but like, it was that part of like, hey, y'all like the friend of the party who just like you assumed you were cool with. You're gonna start like, is that guy that cool? Like, why do we even? And then the fact that no, like, fast forward, he has passed every freaking checkpoint, like with flying colors, and. Yeah, no, that resolution of the bloodline potentially like story tonight. Yeah, that means something, dude. Like,
It
that's
does.
heavy.
It does. I think what we got
We are in a
tonight
new
was
season. It doesn't feel like leftovers from last year now anymore.
we were putting, I think tonight we put a bow on a lot of things. I think we put a bow on the new bloodline. I think we probably put a bow on the Liv Rhea experience. I think that Seth and Punk was just starting. I think we're talking about round one of that. And I'm still not sure what Jay and I think maybe Jay, that was just a victory lap for Jay. Like, hey, look how nuclear hot this guy is right now. And they just went with it. And
Yeah.
I will
Drew's
say, so
taking.
here's the thing. I think a lot of people were expecting this event to be, a mind-blowing turn, twisty, turny type of show that would build storylines and start new ones and everything. That's not really what we got. We got more of a finale. I think maybe next week we're going to start building and maybe
Yeah.
moving on to like I think we're about to start a really exciting time where we see a lot of storylines building at one time. I'm not sure if we're wrapping up Kevin Owens
Those.
and Cody. I imagine we probably are.
Yeah. It was sort of an epilogue.
I think we're ending like I think we're coming to the end now of a lot of these things and starting at the Rumble to some extent, we will start some brand new exciting things that will most likely culminate at WrestleMania in Las Vegas. And I am so there for it, man. I
Yeah.
am this is the most exciting time
It
in
made.
wrestling. And somehow Triple H has kept it fresh every year. And he continues to do it. And it's just like I don't know. Like it makes you really think. Like the last guy who's in charge, with the as Punk would call him, the paragon of moral. He had to be sandbagging this on purpose. Like this was not like this was possible years and years ago, and we never did it. And all it took was putting Paul Levesque in there, and all of a
Yeah.
sudden,
Imagine how many people felt like their voices were muted or just like they had no, I work here, but I have no influence over what happens.
yes,
Like, I
I think
have
he was probably
ideas.
one of them.
I got some things, but
I think
That's not
Triple
what
H
we
was probably
do.
one of them. When you look at
Right.
NXT, he was there doing what he wanted to do there, and it was the best that NXT had ever been.
You know where they had a, where else they had a black mat?
What's it? But
Back in NXT.
oh, did Black and
The
Gold have
ring,
a black mat? I
the
don't
ring
remember.
mat.
Yeah.
Yeah, the ring mat. Yeah, no, it's when Punk and Seth came out, I was saying they don't have to do much here. Like
No, they just had
they
to spark it. They had to keep it going,
just
basically.
go, yeah, just take us home. It was one of those like, all right, fellas, y'all are up. We've won this game. Like,
Yeah. I think the big winner tonight, of everything we saw, Fortnite.
those dudes, man.
I mean, like, if they're gonna something like Netflix has to make some money back on this thing. I have to imagine they gave a large chunk of change. The advertisements in the ring did not bother me that much.
Not at all. I mean, I don't blink twice in UFC. And
Yeah.
who do they share a locker room with now?
Yeah, it's fine. Look, do I
Yeah.
love it? Do I like it? Like, do I am
Yeah.
I glad it's there?
It, make
No.
it make it that make it, you know, follow the rule of thirds, make it, you know, hey, don't just start putting stuff
Yeah.
on top of stuff. Don't let Travis Scott design it.
At least it wasn't just Prime.
Yeah. I think oh man. Yeah, does the new table break? You can't break that table. They did a pedigree
I
on it. I don't
didn't.
know if I
But
like that though.
have the tables broken? Like, when's the last time they actually broke a
They
table?
have withstood a bunch. It might have been Paul Heyman.
It might have
Somebody
been
has
Paul Heyman.
since, I'm sure, but
Yeah.
yeah, I guess, yeah, man, time that I'm not ready to let go of the table breaking. No, I'm not.
No, me either. But I mean,
That
they.
might be reserved for USA. Is that a USA only thing?
By the way, did the table that they dragged in the ring during the Bloodline match, did that look like a heavier duty table than normal? Like
That was the real deal.
it
That was
looked
the real
like
deal.
even
I
Roman
was
was kind of
worried because they
struggling
just
there.
left the wood chips in the ring like for a while.
I think that's what
And
cut Roman at the end. I think
that
he
and the
probably
little
yeah.
table wiring, yeah, those table spots look a little more, they look more dangerous when it's when the table's got
Hey,
some oomph to
when
it.
Netflix is paying for the tables, you get top-notch tables.
Yeah, nah, it's on their tab. This is dope, man. This is where, you know, we got plenty to look
And let's be
forward to.
honest, and this is probably my kind of final thought here is like SmackDown felt premium too.
It did.
This last SmackDown, I mean, maybe not as much as this Raw did, but SmackDown with the cash in and some solid matches and the 3 hours of it all.
And Cody Rhodes.
And Cody Rhodes and I drop Kevin on site, like that man is cooking.
Yeah,
You know,
nah.
let's can we pause for a second and say that this reign that Cody has had,
Yeah.
it had its slow moments, but for a babyface title reign after a huge blow off, it has been quite good.
No, he's done it. He's done it for sure. Because
It
even
shouldn't be
like,
this good. Baby face title reigns are never this good.
no, and he's trucking. I don't know how he doesn't bring the belt into Mania. I'm pulling for Kevin too in this ladder match.
Yeah.
Anything goes in this thing, man. Kevin's gonna go crazy. I think about that ladder war with him and Mr. Generico, you know.
Yes. Whatever happened to him?
No telling.
Oh, man.
Nobody knows. Route, dude, he's a star. And it even speaks to some of his humility where he's like, no, I'm fine being in the crowd of the show. Like, or
Oh yeah.
I want, like, don't put, let me just do me.
Yeah.
I'm chilling. I'm just thinking when he points, I'm like, where am I? Like, Cody's just in the crowd. Like, that is Cody in the crowd. What? When did they do this? Since when?
Did you hear the reaction when they showed him though?
Yes. Yeah.
Bro,
And
that's
people,
loud, dog.
yeah, it was loud. Brother, that's loud, dog.
We're in a good spot, man. God, wrestling's in a good spot. This is fun.
Yeah, I hate to. I don't even enjoy wrapping this conversation.
No. I'm sure we'll talk more offline, but this is Man, so the next, so just looking forward, the next event, man, the next big event is Saturday night main event. Is that right?
And
Mid-January.
also, this Raw, 1,000%. I was less than an hour through, or may I just finished the tribal combat match
Right.
when I said, I'm like, oh man, this card is nothing but can't miss things on it. We still got
Yeah.
Jay in them, we still got Sammy in them, we still got what you call it, John. Whitney's
Got to
like,
bring out Hulk Hogan.
isn't Travis Scott on this show? I said, you are right. Yeah, no, this is
I would.
ridiculous,
What do you
dude.
think Hulk Hogan thought of Travis Scott?
Oh my goodness, man. He got a well-deserved booing of a holy mackerel. Like, I think that there were a few voices in the room, and when the decision was made to, like, hey, Hulk's coming, we're gonna do Hulk. Somebody in more than one person said, hey, are y'all sure? Are
The thing about
y'all
Hogan,
sure?
honestly, like,
And the
what is.
consensus said, nah, dude,
Yeah.
let's do it, brother. And they were all back there like, oh my God, there is nothing we can do about these raucous boos that
They
are
did it in
drowning this
LA.
man out.
It was a bad choice. You did it in LA.
Yeah.
Like, it's just
All the
not.
way. Save that
Know
for
your
Florida.
audience, man.
Yeah. Go to Daly's place.
I want to know how much he, I want to know how much he paid for that sponsorship. Like, that's,
And then for him to shout out his beer.
oh, dude, it was tone
My
deaf. It was
beer's
pretty
the best,
bad.
my current tag team partner. Bro, he's listing some of the greatest wrestlers of all time, and they are drowning him in booze.
Was like,
Like,
my best partner brother was the fans, and they're like, boo. You're like, whoops.
it was you, all of you. They hate you right now, dog. Like, oh, that was a
Was
black eye.
unnecessary. I kept hoping they wouldn't do it, but yeah, they did it. They did it.
And when I texted you at the beginning, all I saw was that he was on cam with Jimmy Hart. And I was
Yep.
like, oh, they went and got the Hulkster. This
Even
one of
Jimmy couldn't save
those.
him.
And then when I saw the segment, I said, oh my, I understood your message. Why?
It's just bad choices. Put all the feelings aside, and just it's just if you had asked me today, 6 hours before the event, like, what's going to happen if Hulk Hogan comes out? I would have described to you exactly what happened. So the lack of awareness is I have to figure that wasn't a Triple H move. I figure he knew what he was
He
getting.
should know better,
Yeah.
right? Oh
Yeah,
my
Hogan
goodness.
paid some money to be there, and yeah, he really shouldn't have.
We big up all the highs. We gotta dig them. We gotta be
But Undertaker's dog.
neutral. Thank God Taker didn't get booed. If Taker got booed out of there,
Yeah, that would have been weird.
I would have had
I
to go look
mean.
at it. I would have had to touch some grass.
Well, yeah,
I
because
would
I
have needed a
look.
moment.
I mean, Hogan makes sense. Taker, I don't know. It's.
If he got the rub, the bad rub, I would have needed some time to collect myself to see
I
if I
think
felt
that
that way as
booing, I
well.
think the booing of Hogan wasn't so much. I want to say it wasn't like a guttural reaction to anything. I think it was just go away heat. Like, we don't want you here anymore. Like, you're not. You're not what you were. We don't want you here anymore. It's not. I think that's what that was. And nobody
Yeah.
feels that way about The Undertaker. It's like, yeah, come back every once in a while. It's fun. You know.
Yeah, he's ripping the shirt. The shirt's not.
Ugh. No, let's end this on a good note. Let's end this on a good
I'm
note.
literally saying to myself, can we wash that out with something to get out of here quickly?
Yeah,
Not
man. It
even
was
because
a
I mean,
hell of an event.
I'll
This is
probably
as good
pivot.
as wrestling has ever been. And as somebody who went through, like, how good it was in the Attitude Era and everything, this is better. This
And
is
I'll give,
better.
yeah, and I'll lay one on there as well. At least if we got him, if we get him from January to July, that is fine with me. But that Pat McAfee, He's good, man. He's good.
Yeah.
He's
Yeah.
good.
Yeah.
He's not. He doesn't bat 1,000. But
No, no.
it's the presence when Jay was coming down. Cole's like, hey, Pat. I love human Michael Cole. He's been an MVP for
Yeah.
sure, for sure. Hey Pat, can we stand on the table for old time's
For old
sake?
time's sake.
And then he's like, Jay's in the ring, they're in the ring. He's like, I gotta get down. He said, hey, wait till the beat drops, Cole.
He goes, I don't know if you heard. He's like, how do you get down here? He's like, be an athlete, Cole.
And like the Seth, he's like, I just made eye contact with Seth. He's possessed.
Yes.
He's good, dude. He's
It's good
good.
to have him. It's the everything's firing on all cylinders right now, going into Mania season, and my goodness, we are lucky fans right now. We really are.
Heck yeah, man. Plug some stuff, bro. I'll let you go. I appreciate you.
Bro, that's loud dog.
Bro, Chacho.
God, I mean, if I'm gonna plug anything, I'm gonna plug my YouTube channel.
Do that.
I call it Pro Wrestling Experience. You can see the Cody interview, which many nights were lost, and how I and what I was gonna speak to Cody about, and how I lit it. And you know this about me.
I'd say you talk to Cody from time to time. You've
Yes,
done it on
yes.
occasion, multiple.
I
It's not
talked to him
that's
about
not
his contract back in the
it
day,
wasn't the
and
first time, it won't be the last.
I don't know. It might, but there's good stuff there. Like, one of my favorites is CM Punk. Like, talking to that guy was just, I never thought Phil Brooks, I never thought I would talk to Phil Brooks. I thought that was probably the least possible
Yeah.
thing in the world. And so getting him on a Zoom call was a big thrill. So if you want to check out some of that stuff, please, please, please do. It's there to be seen. So, Pro Wrestling Experience on YouTube, TikTok as well, although those are just shorts.
Traditional spelling.
Yes, all one word and everything. Pro Wrestling Experience, and it's I'm not gonna say it's gonna blow your mind, but there's some fun stuff on there.
Yes, sir.
And I'll send you that GIF of the toast. You can post it when you post this, when you share this.
Let's do it.
I love it.
Just number 10, Walker. Ladies
That's
and
me. All
gentlemen, thanks for coming through, bro.
right, bro. Hey, I'll talk to you later.
Peace, bruv.
See ya.
That is that for the podcast today. I do want to talk some hoops, but on second thought, I'm gonna wait till I get my guy Shiv on here, man, because there's a ton to get into. We gotta talk about this Jimmy Butler saga. We gotta talk about, I haven't spoken in depth about the Lakers all season. We're getting to that point where, hey, all right, let's look in the mirror. Do we have anything? And I think we do. I think we do. 40-year-old Bron, he's still kicking. Got some stuff that just went up recently that I will talk about in more detail, but just know that there's content regularly going from yours truly on NBA.com. There is an Eastern Conference that is as deep as it's been in a while. Really, really digging what the Eastern Conference is putting together. But all these things can wait, man. All these things can wait. We will get back to it later this week. We appreciate you all for listening. Make sure that you like, follow, and subscribe wherever you are doing so. And until next time, folks.